Welcome to Zbroilthcast, the English language Zbroilthcast Bono podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm just glad the whole thing's over.
Are you?
Yes.
Is that you done physically, mentally and spiritually?
7 weeks until we go again, something like that?
Yeah, it's the last weekend of June for the start of the friendlies.
Great.
And then, yeah, it's the 24th of July is the opening weekend.
Of the Fortuna Narodni
Liga. Narodni Liga. Yeah, so that'll be fun. No, not.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this podcast, unfortunately, listener, will probably keep going throughout the throughout the off-season. So you'll still have us to listen into and apparently get scoops for if you work for a newspaper.
Yes, if you work for a national newspaper, apparently we are your source of online controversy. I'm just waiting for either a knock at the door or an invitation to take a very short car ride.
Well, that's all on you. I didn't do fuck all.
Yeah, true.
I was just busy posting my memes.
Yeah, I mean, we do that too. It is mainly memes. Occasionally some actual news gets broken. But anyway, we'll be talking about that because it is to do with the Sparta game. That's coming up. We're also looking at our final home game against Slezsky FC Opava. We've got Beer of the Podcast, Hot or Not. We've got Station Jingle, which is one we have done before, but not for a couple of years, and I found a new recording of it. I've got a lovely quiz for you as well. It's going to be like the Intertotally Cup, but about Czech football.
Oh, no. I'm rubbish at Czech football. This is the problem.
Well, I mean, I say football. It does involve Brno quite a lot, so I think we'll football see. Is, you know, stretching that definition slightly. So, yeah, shall we... Should we get into it for one more time?
Let's crack on.
How did you enjoy the last home game of the season?
Very.
Very?
Would be my answer.
You very enjoyed it?
Well, there was absolutely no pressure, was there? It was really, it was just, you know, it's like...
And boy, did it show.
It was really sort of like, you know, like a competition to see who's the most attractive person in the Burns unit, you know? Like, it was a lovely day. Nowhere near 6 or 7 or whatever 100 people who were allowed in the stadium.
I think there were even fewer than in the previous game.
Well, it would make sense, right? Yeah. Because there was something to play for, at least in Mladá Boleslav. Not that you'd know it from the first half, but there was. So it was a bit sort of no pressure off, and it was an excuse to get out to the football. What I didn't enjoy, of course, was rocking up to the stadium and realising that I'd left my negative test on my kitchen counter.
I'd forgotten about that. You had to go all the way home, didn't you?
And all the way back.
Yeah.
And somehow, miraculously, only missed the first minute.
Yes. That had completely skipped my mind, you absolute... You absolute tool.
So a bonus hot will definitely be the integrated public transport yeah. of Brno City,
yeah.
which was able to get
it,
me...
It does
fact.
Sterling work, it really yeah. does. So what happened? Well, we won. We played very well. Opava didn't play particularly well, and we won, which was great.
Yeah, let's go to
the break. Far too late now, but yeah. Yeah, 4-1, we won. Everyone looked like there was no pressure on them at all. They were... pouring forward. There was some lovely football played, mm-hmm. some fantastic finishes from people who have not been able to finish all season. Yeah, it's remarkable what, how to say it? It's remarkable what a carrot will do rather than a stick with these boys, isn't it, really? You know, the previous... You know, I'm going to do inverted air commas solution of just not paying everyone
yeah.
for weeks on end in a, you know, vain hope that it might inspire them to action. Well, that clearly didn't work because it's bollocks. But yeah, with the pressure off and nothing to play for and a sense of freedom, we looked genuinely excellent for periods.
Yes. I don't really have anything more to add to that.
That's fair.
Opava looked really poor, didn't they? Like there was maybe about 5-10 minutes that there was there were some threats. It started off at quite a, you know, straight out of the traps, quite a frantic pace, and then as Brno really settled into it, you didn't really see any other result.
No, The thing about Opava is, and it's the same as when we played them at their place, they play some lovely football, but they're just so porous, aren't they? Mm-hmm. You can just cut through them like a hot knife through, you know, cheese. That's the phrase, I believe. Yeah. So what happened? Well, there was a lovely ball through initially from Anthony Rusek to Hladik, the kind of interplay between the front two that we've been looking for all season and haven't got.
Yeah.
Hladik, a very cool finish, slots the ball between Lasak's legs and it's 1-0. Quite soon after, it's 2-0 after Stepanovski gets free on the left, or there is a ball through, all of the Opava defence step up and everyone misses it and Step goes hooning through. Lasak comes sort of screaming out of his goal and Step manages to lift the ball over him. It's going in anyway, but Hladik runs up and absolutely slams it into the net from a yard out just to make sure he got on the score sheet there.
They all count. He's going for top scorer.
Yeah, exactly.
For
yeah.
Sure.
And then after about 25 minutes, Rusek has a lovely finish, a dynamite finish ruled out for offside, which is a shame because it is a smooth finish.
It was really confusing because I can't remember a flag. And everyone was cheering.
Yeah.
And it just didn't seem to count.
I watched the replay. He was offside. Just, but he was. And then Čermák misses a bit of a sitter just before half-time. Again, keeper comes out. He dinks it over him. But he's only about 10 yards out and he should be hitting the target at least. But we go in 2-0 up and everybody's happy. Second half, Hladik is absolutely in the mood for a hat-trick. He is all over the place. He's sort of sent wide by a combination of defender and goalkeeper early on. A snapshot from about sort of 12 yards out on the left is palmed away by Lasak again. It just turns into Hladik versus Lasak for the first 15 minutes of the half. And then it becomes 2-1 out of nothing, as Helešić gets away in the box and his shot, his nothing of a shot, squirms under Jirka Floda. It's a horrendous goal, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's a horrendous goal that basically started from the edge of Opava's box.
That's right.
There was a, the ball carry was just phenomenal. And then we did that thing for a while where it looked like a foul and everyone stood around a bit and the boy kept going.
We are good at that, yeah.
We've done that before on many occasions.
Yeah.
And then this is the thing, you never write off Sprojovka to
absolutely chuck it.
Yeah, and but I mean, was there really the feeling about that? I guess there was a feeling of ambivalence more than anything because
we were going to lose, really, did it?
And I feel like, who cares? Mm. Really, who cares if we lost? We've been losing all season. It's nothing new.
Yeah, it was just a matter of basically not, you know, the absolute wooden spoon of being top of the three relegated teams, wasn't it, really? In the end, it was immaterial because Rusek spanks the ball home on 82 minutes for 3-1 into the roof of the net, and then he makes it 2 for himself and 4-1 in total, 2 minutes to go. Lasak brings down Dan Fila in the area, and Rusek sticks the penalty away with 2 minutes to go, and that's your lot.
Just a shame that Hladik was subbed by then.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been nice for him to have sort of signed off with the hat-trick, or signed off at home at least with a hat-trick, so... Yeah. But yeah, there you go. That was that. And a grand day out was had by all.
Yes. But I think that it would also, we also have to mention that there was, of course, things happening parallel to the game, to which your friend and mine, Pavel Matsku, was witness to, which was the grand meeting, apparently, between the supporters and allegedly Bartoniek, who I don't think turned up.
No, Požar turned up and Pernica, Drexa, Pachlopnik, I think that was it, as player representatives. But the main target of the ire was Bartoniek. And people were shouting, like, you know, where's he gone? Fishing was a lol-worthy moment there. But the natives are more than restless at this point, so...
And so they should be, really. They were placated somewhat with the usual pleasantries from the play staff, who I don't think are I mean, obviously, like, the end product is always going to fall on the players, but I feel that there is a certain amount of goodwill towards the players still.
Yeah.
At the end of the season, if you contrast that, for instance, with the time we got relegated from the top flight last time, that absolutely wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
Routinely getting booed off and various insults thrown. We haven't really had that this season, and not just because we haven't really been in the stadium. A lot of it, I think, the fans have rightly identified as a question of ownership. It's a question of the actual tactics on off the field.
Yeah.
And that's really led to this situation. Though you did get the usual stuff. I believe Pernitzer was out there saying that he wants to stay. Of course he's not staying. You know, there's no chance that he probably gets released from Pilsen. Or if he does, I don't see why you'd come back and play second league football when you're still capable of playing in the first. But, you know, I guess nice that there is at least that sort of fan squad interaction that you don't always get at other clubs.
Yeah, I feel that there is a lot of goodwill, because I think, I mean, you know, amongst me, the feeling amongst me is that basically the players have been managing themselves for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, it's also not a fault of a player if they're not good enough. It's a fault of management to identify if they're not good enough.
Yeah.
And to maybe stop training. Don't stop training them. That's the worst thing you could do. And maybe stop playing them, maybe dropping them down to the reserves to get some, you know, things like fitness or basic skills up. I know that's not really been possible this season, but I think it's
regardless. Or just if somebody is not that good, identifying what they are good at and getting them to play to those strengths.
And we were getting rid of sort of dead wood, at least early on in the season, reasonably well. Like, I mean, Kodelka, you know, disappeared without a trace after, you know, a really horrible run of games. Hlavica was dropped, but has, you know,
Schuster went.
To be fair to Hlavica, he's made a comeback of sorts, and I think that actually he's been reasonably okay in the last few games. But yeah, like, we were just never going to really get the results with that squad or the way that squad was being handled.
Anyway, there'll be more of that to come in the Sparta bit. That's not a particularly big rant, but I was talking to regular listener and friend of the show, Kevin Lamb, earlier, who said, are you boys going to be on a proper rant this evening? I said, yeah, we might.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
I mean, yeah, I've actually, one thing, David, that I've not revealed to you yet is that I also turned to our supporters on Twitter to sum up the season. And I feel that would be fitting after we talk about the Sparta game.
Absolutely. Let's do that. But first, before any of that, what's on my list? Well, Sam, on my list it says hot or not.
Okay.
What's hot? What's hot or not? What's hot? What's hot or not? What's hot? What's hot or not? Any ideas?
I know that, and I can't. Just my mind's gone blank.
It's very relevant to Zborovka's situation at the moment.
Is it down, down, deeper, and down?
It is down, down by the quo.
Okay.
So yes, that was a very short notice bit of thinking, but yeah, there you go.
There we go. Very good.
Hot or not it is, and I have got one each. I assume you have one.
I thought we only did a lift after this horrible season, so I've just gone with two hots.
Oh, good. That's nice. Give me a hot then.
Okay, my first hot is everyone's favourite Irish dad, Joey Tribbiani.
Hey!
Beautiful
non-football one. I like that.
Good to start.
Yeah.
So people will be aware that show has come back for one special in order, I think, to flog that the series has been pinched by Netflix and gone over to some other streaming channel.
Yeah, to raise awareness of the danger of James Corden.
Yes, indeed.
I believe
there was that, and I believe there was everyone's least favourite Canadian on it as well, Justin Bieber.
Jacques Villeneuve.
Okay. All right. Niche. I'm gonna put it out there, David. I've not watched it.
No, I haven't either.
However, there has been a photo going around of I don't know how he pronounces his name. I think it's Matt LeBlanc because he's a Yank rather than Matt LeBlanc.
I think it's LeBlanc.
Okay.
I think he says LeBlanc. Anyway.
Okay. Well, Matt the White has been.
He's a secret lemonade drinker. Matt the White.
Shout out Matt White. he's going around with his sort of arms folded, and the men, at least in Friends, haven't aged well. Someone pointed out that he basically looks like a trucker that's turned up from Strabane, that's turned up to like a relative's like communion barbecue or something. And then there's just been so many memes of like him with, you know, your da sort of stuff on him.
Very, very funny.
Yeah. Some of them, a lot of them very Irish, but some of them have even branched out into Scottish football. And my particular favourite, David, which is the picture of him with his arms folded beside a video of a Kirsty MacColl song, which just says, "Did you know she was hit by a speedboat?" So that gave me a lift on social media. Well, so
that's nice.
I'm using that as a hot.
All right, I'm going to do a not, and then we'll just do some hots to finish off. My not is the continuing existence of Jack Rodwell.
Okay.
You remember Jack Rodwell?
I do.
He was supposed to be a big thing about
10 years ago.
Yeah. I didn't even know he was still playing. Apparently, he's been released by Sheffield United. Who knew he was there? I certainly didn't know.
I'll be honest, I haven't watched much Sheffield United. He probably has. I don't think he's been playing.
Yes. No. And the point is, I went to Transfermarkt to see how little he'd been playing since that season when they got... He got relegated with Sunderland, I think. He played 20 games that season. Since then, so this is since the start of the 2017 season, 2017-18 season, he has played the equivalent of 26 games for Sunderland, Blackburn and Sheffield United. That redefines stealing a living. That is unbelievable.
That is mad, especially when you factor in that a fair chunk of that is playing in a 24-team league. Right?
Yep.
Which also has
also
your
almost
cup.
None of them came in the league. They were EFL trophy and stuff like that. So
that's not great. I mean, if anyone would like to sign me for what sounds like pretty much going to the gym a few times and like doing some of those warm up things on when you're on the bench, then I'm available. I'm at your service.
I mean, yeah. He's probably getting 40 grand a week for that. I would do that for about 400 quid a week, to be honest. Sprayovka, if you're listening, we're available.
Man, I don't know if I can stick it. I don't know if I want to I'd want to have my salary withheld or fined for not performing while I was sitting on the bench drinking Gatorade or whatever they drink.
Yeah. Bottle of blue drink.
The blue drink.
You've got another hot, I hear.
Yeah, my other hot is St Johnstone Football Club.
Oh, yes, good one.
So I think that it's important to know, actually, something that I think is actually historic in Scottish football and is really going to go, you know, going to be talked about for years to come. When you have both Old Firm teams in the top flight, and you had, Rangers went the domestic season unbeaten. The fact that St Johnstone have won both the League Cup and the Scottish Cup with the squad they have and some of the records at home recently where I think they scored something like 9 goals at home in the last like 20, you know, in the last 20 home games of the season or something like that, is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's unreal. And Callum Davidson, like his first real job as a manager, he was an assistant down at Millwall and has come up and this is his first season with this squad. And it's just been absolutely fantastic. And a special shout out to Sean Rooney, who scored the winner, I say the winner, the only goal of the Scottish Cup final, who was interviewed afterwards. And his response to it was, "I'm going to be on the pints all summer." That says a lot to me about St Johnstone Football Club, as well as the video you can watch of Cal Davidson taking off his jacket and sliding the whole length of the dressing room and cunting his head on the door. So St Johnstone Football Club, well done. That's a tremendous achievement, and yes. I am insanely jealous.
Yes, well done them. Right, one final hot before we move on, and it is the return of Lukasz Krzysztofek.
Oh, that's a hot,
Yeah.
I was so sure you were going to go with Brentford.
No, I mean, it's a long time return for Brentford since like 1938 or something, but still.
Talking about long time returns,
Lukasz Krzysztofek, he came on versus Opava, he replaced Jan Sedlak, and that marked 1 year, 7 months, and 5 days out injured. That is a that is one where you start, you know, contrast that to Jack Bloody Rodwell.
Yeah.
That's where you consider, particularly, you know, it's the Czech league. You're not, you know, you're hanging by a much more precarious existence than you are as even a championship footballer.
Yeah.
By a long way. And that is a, you know, well done to have the mental fortitude to spend nearly, you know, over a year and a half injured and get yourself back up and literally running. Good lad.
Perfect.
Good man. Yeah.
One of the feel-good stories that's come out of the club this year.
Yes.
The only feel-good story that's come out of the club.
Anyway, shall we... Well, we can do one of two things. We can do Beer of the Podcast or we can do Sparta.
I would just do Sparta.
All right, let's do that. And the last game of the season was away in Prague at Sparta, which we had already identified as, if we're going to be safe, we're going to have to do it before this. Spoiler, we weren't. And yeah, what a way to finish the season.
I was absolutely convinced from kickoff that we were going to win this game.
You were, weren't you?
Because there was nothing to play for really for either teams. And when Zbrojovka have very little to play for, they actually perform.
Yeah. And from the off, it looked like you might be absolutely right. After, was it 3 minutes or something? 4 minutes? There's a long punt from Jutka Florida and David Hansko and Milan Hedzic get in a terrible mix-up. Hansko heads the ball right over Hetcher's head towards the goal. And
exactly like the weekend
before. And Hadi comes running and slams it into the roof of the net from a yard out. Yeah.
So Hansko is probably very grateful.
Yes.
To Jan Hladík for finishing that rather than having that blot in his copybook.
Yeah.
Then
that was
as
good as it got, unfortunately.
No, if you like goals and you're a neutral,
you'd have
this
loved
was
this.
Probably the game, because one team had Adam Hložek and the other team decided to not fucking defend for basically the whole of the first half. What the weirdest thing for me was that why was Jan Moravec on the bench and why was Sedlak playing left back?
Yes,
when
that is
he's a
mystery.
Central midfielder.
That is a mystery.
How many goals did we concede?
Well, we conceded six, Sam.
Yeah.
Six goals in the first half.
And it could have been 20.
Yes. We were appalling at every aspect of the game of football. It was unreal.
It's quite good, isn't it? So when Hladík goes into the box, the first and only time we got in the box at half... we finished, but yeah, we just decided not to play. And funnily enough, weren't a lot of the attacks going on the side of the pitch where Jan Sedlak was. Almost as if that was identified as a weak spot.
Yeah, weird that.
Yeah.
To spare you having to ever watch the whole thing back, I actually did. I haven't made many notes at all. I've got two lines worth of notes. Mm-hmm. Basically, Hložek gets a 15-minute hat-trick in the first half, a penalty and two fairly easy finishes.
Did he not score four times?
He did, yeah. Mathieu Poledar gets the fourth, Hložek gets the fifth, and to round it off with a, you know, stroke of slapstick comedy, the sixth goes in and it's Jan Sedlak, who, under no pressure from anybody, slams the ball into his own net as hard as he can possibly hit it.
It was just unbelievable. I mean, there was a point where every time they went forward, they were camped in Zbrojovka's half.
Yeah, the 45 minutes when Sparta were going forward. Yeah.
And obviously, Hložek is going to get a lot of the plaudits for this. Did you see the Sparta's mock-up of Harry Potter with Adam Hložek and the new contract?
I did not.
Which included things like Stettina and stuff as McGonagall. I believe that's their name. I was going to say that actually a player that will not get a lot of plaudit, but I think should for Sparta was Carlson.
David Moberg.
Yes,
yeah.
Who I thought was really outstanding.
That side, actually, the kind of Scandinavian side, Carlson and Vindheim, mm-hmm. were excellent down that flank, weren't they?
And it's just unreal how they... a team like that, you know, hasn't been able to lay a glove on Slavia in ages. Here you go. Would you like to see Adam Hložek and Nova Smlova?
That's very good. Yeah, that's very nice. Well, are you gonna social media that?
Yeah, well, it's on Sparta's Sparta's Twitter. Very smart move, giving him a new contract extension so they can get more money for when another Premier League team or something comes calling.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk that Liverpool are after cashing in on Sadio Mane, and they've identified Hložek as his replacement, which makes all the sense in the world, to be honest. You'll see him at the Euros this year, and I am terrified of Harry Maguire having to lumber around and keep Adam Hložek in check.
Right, you say that, right? I mean,
oh yeah, sorry.
Scotland as well have to deal with Adam Hložek. So maybe it's going to be a thing. Is Grant Hanley in the squad? Because I mean,
certainly is.
I would bank on Grant Hanley ending his tournament quite early for Hložek if he gets his hands
Everybody's
on him.
Everybody's doing the Grant Hanley stance. That's the song that I sing whenever Grant Hanley is mentioned.
I know. So, I mean, generally, it doesn't really make sense to go through the goals bit by bit,
no,
really, in this game, because almost all of them were really, you know, a combination of good finishes and just catastrophic defending. We gave them so much space to roam, and then we were playing such a high defensive line that no one really knew what was happening. And there seemed to be no instruction whatsoever to change it.
No.
So it was, you know, tremendously disappointing. And the only good thing about this is that potentially you then look and say, well, hey, Dost Alec's position is utterly untenable because he can't, you know, make changes that are stopping this, you know, flood of goals, admittedly, to a good team. And he looks like a manager that's going to struggle in the second division.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, knowing this club, it doesn't seem that there's any real urgency in order to get rid of him and replace him with someone good. In the same way that there was no urgency when everyone was shouting in January to bring in a striker, which seemed the most sensible thing in the world.
I was going to say, you could have ended that sentence earlier. There's no real urgency.
Exactly.
With any aspect of this club.
And it would make perfect sense from Bartoniek's perspective, because he's hated, right? Bartoniek's absolutely hated by the support. One person who's also, you know, has lost a lot of his goodwill has been Ricardo Stalek.
Yeah.
So if you get rid of him and bring someone, you know, in quite good, that would probably do a lot of good to repairing your reputation. But yeah, I think at that point the ship has sailed with Bartoniek.
Yeah. Story that we got sent during the Sparta game and that I put on social media that then got picked up by Eden S and was asked to Ludek Pernitzer in an interview post-match was whether there had been talk of the squad not actually even travelling to Prague because they are still paying off fines that they got slapped with about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And he was asked whether fan page Sprovcast, there was any truth in this rumour, and he said, no, that's absolute bollocks. And he denied it vehemently, but we'll see.
Tends to mean it's true. I mean, he's not going to go there and say, yeah.
Obviously. But it was given to us by at least two different sources. So I don't know why they decided to come to us. Maybe having it in English gives it a bit of oomph. I don't know. It would get buried if it was in Czech. I don't know. I just found it unusual and pleasing. So yeah. Thank you.
Would it be good to maybe actually take next broadcast to go through bit by bit what went wrong this season? Because I feel if we're sort of bolting it to the end of this, we're not going to go as in depth as perhaps we should. And I'm hoping, and real emphasis on hoping here, that we might have some news within the next 2 weeks about who might be staying and who might be going.
Yeah, we can do that amongst other things. As we say, we have got some summer special episodes coming up. So that's something to look forward to, at least, all of us. So that's nice.
To put you in the mood.
Yes.
Then for one that we'll do a proper review of, and maybe, who even knows, maybe an irreverent jeer towards this Broyovcast Awards, perhaps.
Yes.
There'll be no winners this season.
Spoilers.
I asked, some of these are quite good. I asked Twitter this morning to that the challenge for today was to sum up Zbrojovka's season in 3 words.
Yep. Good. Okay. Let's have it.
All right. Petr Pfeiffer, what the fuck?
Good. Yep.
Vít Bátya, just as usual. my favorite year is Martin, a bit shit.
Mm.
Ralph Davis, hi Ralph, sorry your team didn't get promoted. Was a video assistant referee.
Yes.
Topical. And by a country mile, my favourite from Dominic Ambrose is FNL MSFL Divise.
Oh, yes. Give that man the $10,000. That's very good. Yeah. That's really tickled me. That's very good.
So we're continuing the theme with down, down, deeper and down.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Would you like a railway station jingle?
I'd love one.
Good, because I've got just that. Right, not much preamble on this one. This is from... It's one of three tunes used by the main station and the Masarykova Nádraží, which is, I don't know, but it's somewhere in Prague. They use two by Smetana, they use Vltava, and they use Vyšehrad. And this one was used very rarely, and it's called Černé oči dejte spát, which we have heard before, but not for a couple of years, and this is a new recording I found of it, as I said. It's a lullaby, and it's... I thought you were yawning then for a second. Yeah. It's a lullaby, and the name in Czech... I mean, literally, it means black eyes go to sleep, but like dark eyes,
yeah,
you know, go to sleep. The bit in the station sounds like this. And the original, or this recording of the original, sounds like this. Černé oči děte spát, černé oči děte spát, však musíte ráno vstát, však musíte ráno vstát. Ráno, ráno, raníčko, ráno, ráno, raníčko, dřív než vyjde sluníčko. So yeah, there's your lovely sort of bohemian lullaby. You're right there.
I am actually yawning.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm still really annoyed about them stopping using these songs in stations. It really gets my goat, man.
Did you sign the petition?
Of course I signed the petition. Yes. Furious. Anyway, that's that. Well, that is all of the
football.
All of the football done. So we have only got Beer of the Podcast and then a lovely quiz to go. So shall we beer it now?
Yeah, I think it would be wise to beer it now.
Yes. It's beer of the podcast. Yes, beer of the podcast it is, and I've got, well, it's a lovely colour for a start.
It is.
It's a beautiful, are you,
I don't know,
you're really tired.
I'm working all day.
Working for some old man.
I work hard for the money.
So hard for the money. Something, something, give me lots of honey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I have got, for your enjoyment, Jaroshovsky Shohai.
Shohai.
Yes.
It sounds like a town somewhere in the east.
Well,
of like Asia.
It's from Jaroshov, which is near Uherské Hradiště, the home of Slovatsko. there for people who didn't know. So that's nice.
The home of the cop beaters of Sri Lanka.
Yes, so exactly. Great. Who are in for a very ambitious looking summer transfer window, by the way. If they're in for, was it Milan Hecher and somebody else from Sparta whose name escapes me? But yeah, they are looking to push on from their very, very highly placed finish. Anyway.
They'll finish 10.
Wish we were finishing 10th,
I know,
in the FNL. So anyway, this is, yeah, Jaroszlawski Szochaj. It's a 14 degree.
Oh.
So it's about, yeah, 6% ABV. And I got this from Albert Fresh, the one round the corner from Hannah's place.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. The
That's a good version of Albert, that.
Fancy Albert.
Yeah, fancy
Doesn't
Albert.
Doesn't have any of the stuff you need, but...
It's got vegetables and, you know, bread and stuff. Meat.
Yeah, but I mean, I was in there the other day and didn't have cotton buds.
Oh, right.
I mean, I'm picking here, but, you know.
I mean, not without the cotton buds you weren't. Yeah. Hey!
So, yeah, here I am, Waxy Sam, on the sofa today.
Anyway, that's it. That's all I'm saying. You know,
it's just what you come here, the content.
Yeah. So yeah, I went in and it has its own special little fridge, the Jaroszlawski, and they have one for your angry big nose lad, whose name I forget.
Housecraft.
Housecraft. That's him. Yeah, that's the chap, big nose lad. Yeah. So yeah, that's good. Anyway, let's have a go on this because it is a lovely colour. It's just a 14 degree. It's
not, oh.
They have in that fridge, they've got about five different varieties. They've got a 10, 11, a 12, an IPA, this thing, and a something else. Uh-huh. And they're all, like, the label is the same design, but different colours for each one. So there's, like, a whole series of them.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the IPA because I knew you wouldn't like it, but this is, like, 14 degree and, yeah, not lager coloured, slightly darker colour. Not quite a Polotmavi, but going that direction.
A touch of a Taylor's Landlord about it.
Yeah, it looks really nice, actually, so I'm quite looking forward to this. Chin chin.
Oh, it's thick.
It is.
Oh, that's easy.
Mmm.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good.
Having that 30 seconds around the corner from your girlfriend's place is going to be dangerous enough, so...
That's true.
Anyway, yeah, no, that's really nice. It is quite sort of almost like a British style, like a winter ale. Yeah, like a winter ale almost, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Fruity in the end.
It is, yeah. Interesting, that.
It's quite nice, not very bitter.
No.
Decent, well done.
Yep, glad I discovered that was good. Yes. Shall we see how much you remember about... I mean, it's only 7 questions long.
I mean, I'm not going to remember anything, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's... And play along at home in an intertotally quiz style, listener, as we take a short quiz that I knocked together in 20 minutes while I was waiting for Sam to finish work this evening. Would you like a little quiz?
No.
Well, whether you like it or not, you're getting one anyway. So,
all right, 0 out of 7 coming.
Right, so. I'm going to start you with quite a tricky one.
Oh.
And then hopefully they'll get easier. From which club did we sign Martin Berkovets? In the January transfer window?
Žalgiris.
Very good. Žalgiris from...
Lithuania.
Yeah. Žalgiris Vilnius. Yes, very good. Well done. Which one of these 5 players did not score a goal in the league campaign? Adam Folsek, Jakub Šural, Pavel Drexler, Ondra Vanjek, Petr Stepanovski.
Okay. We'll go through them one by one for the content, right? Okay. First one was...
Adam Fosek.
Adam Fosek scored. He scored the winner for us against Slovatsko.
Okay. Kuba Shural.
Kuba Shural scored for us at the heroic 1-0 draw with Slavia Prague.
Pavel Drexa.
Pavel Drexa's big head feels like he's scored. I think he has scored, yes.
Okay. Ondra Vaniek.
I do not think that Ondra Vaniek has scored.
And Petr Stepanovsky.
Petr Stepanovsky has almost certainly scored. I can't recall at a time. So I think it's Ondra Vaniek, mostly because he's not played a large part of the season.
Well, you are absolutely wrong. Yes.
Okay, it's Drexler then.
It is Drexler, yeah. Vaniek scored a free kick early on in the year, I think.
Oh, there you go then.
Yeah.
I couldn't recall a Drexler goal, but I was just thinking about that.
He seems one of those players that's popped up in a 3-1 defeat or something.
He popped up with his head a lot, at least he did in the second tier, but now I remember the person that seems to head a lot is going back imminently to Victoria Pilsen.
That's right. Shural, as you say, got that goal against Slavia. Fols got two, neither of which I can remember. Stepanovsky got four in the end, including that absolute belter of a volley the other week.
Yes.
Pav Drexler, didn't score. At the other end of the chart, who finished top scorer and with how many goals?
Right, I am going
It's one
to,
of two.
Yeah, I'm just going to go out with it right now, and I'm going to say that it was Jan Hladík with five.
It was not, it was Antony Rusek with seven.
Ah, oh, because he scored a couple towards the end, right?
He did, yeah.
Is second Jan Hladík with five?
With six, I think,
And, you know, My career in sports journalism collapsing around me.
All right, we've got four questions about the league in general and the Euros.
Oh, no.
The top scorer and the top assister both play for the same club. Which club is it?
Sparta Prague.
Very good. Can you name them?
Adam Hložek.
Yes.
And...
he's got 15, so he finished with... helped very much with his four goals on the final day.
I mean, what's the big... what's the most assists in the league? Actually, Shural. Not Shural, Sedlak even. It's not Carlson, is it? It's your other one. It's... Danček?
No.
Danček? No, I can't remember. Go on.
Dochkal.
Dochkal. Bożek Dochkal. Of course
Dochkal
it
is. He assisted 10 goals this season.
Yeah.
Which club is supplying the most players to the Czech Euro 2020-2021 squad?
Slavia.
Very good, yes. How many players in said squad ply their trade, as I believe is the phrase, in England?
Okay.
Sounded a bit like an owl then. That was nice.
Right. It's my question. I've not actually seen the Representatie squad. All right. Two players that's definitely in there is Solček and Sofal.
Yeah.
Definitely in there. I am trying to work out if they are desperate enough to need Matěj Vidra still. And I can't think of anyone else who might be there, though I'm probably missing someone. I am going to... it's how many, right?
Yes.
Three?
Four.
Ah, oh, four. Okay, so
it is.
Vidra...
It's the,
and
the West Ham pair.
Vidra.
Matěj Vidra from Burnley.
Who have I forgotten?
And I'm not surprised if you miss Tomáš Kalas of Bristol City. Yeah, I'm not surprised you didn't get Tomáš Kalas.
My knowledge of the English Championship is nil. I only started paying attention. I only pay attention to the English Championship because your team are in it.
Yeah.
And when Wayne Rooney's Derby County very much looked like they'd be falling out of it.
Yeah.
Can I just point out my score on this is going to be terrible, but I feel
I've
been really close.
I think you've done very well. Yeah, you've been very good. I'm not even keeping score, but you know, it's, you know, just for the crack. Now, the last one is quite a tricky one, I think.
Okay.
Mikhail Sadilek is the only uncapped player in the squad. Which club does he play for?
Mikhail Sadilek?
Yes.
Okay. He plays for... And he plays for a Czech side.
He does play for Czech side, yes.
Does Sadilek, what does he play for?
Because I thought Mandos was uncapped, but he's got one cap.
Oh, has he actually?
Yes, I didn't realise.
Was that during the unpleasantness?
I think it may have been during the unpleasantness.
Yes. They almost beat Scotland.
Yeah.
Does he play for Slovacko?
He doesn't, but it's one of those SLO.
Oh, okay. So he plays for Slovan.
He
okay.
does, yes.
I was going between them and Jablonec.
Yeah. So there you go. Your final score was some out of some. Congratulations. Very good.
Let affect my manager, God. Yeah,
parada.
Good quiz, actually.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
I like to think I didn't disgrace myself.
No. Right.
It's always next podcast for that.
Yes. Hey. Yeah, on that note, if you've got anything you would like us to talk about, we're going to do a little bit of Euro stuff during the Euros because England, Scotland and the Czech Republic are all in the same group, as you may have noticed. So that's
going
to be fun.
And I've already got my dates booked off work.
I bet you have, yeah. Yeah, so that'll be something to look forward to. We've got a couple of other ideas for things we're going to do, but if there's anything you would like, message us on the socials, on Facebook and Twitter, at Sproyovcast, and we will endeavour to do our best for you.
As the country is opening up, if you would like to have a sponsored slot on Sproyovcast, especially if you happen to sell beer, then yes. Please let us know on the social media channels. We will be happy to take free beer off you.
We absolutely
in
will,
a craven
yes.
way of saving some money.
Yeah. Right, yes, that's it for this episode. Thank you. And that's it for this season, in fact. Like, as Sam said, we will be back in a couple of weeks to do a sort of post-mortem of things. But, yeah, thanks for sticking with us throughout this whole
testing.
Absolute nonsense.
Of a weird season, I think, for everyone, not just from the playing side, but on the supporting side. Let's all keep our fingers crossed that as the situation in the Czech Republic improves and we start seeing things slowly open again, including football, that we'll be able to come back at you next season with more coverage from actually being in the stadiums.
More on the ground.
And going around the Czech Republic again. It's not the league that we would like to be in, but it's still going to be a great time.
It is. So yeah, thanks very much, and that's that for that.
Bye.